Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is season 2, episode 37, and I'm your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. I'm looking out my window. It looks like London.
That's right.
It just has not stopped raining here in Chicago, and it's cold.
And then tomorrow it's going to be 81. So
it is going to be 81.
40-degree swing.
And the good news, the weather is supposed to be perfect at Pimlico tomorrow. No excuses tomorrow.
That's the most important thing. And I think a lot of the chatter about the Derby, I think, is starting to finally fade away. I'm starting to get a little tired of it. I bet you were, too.
I was getting tired of it, but I was going to send a tweet to one of my favorite handicappers online. I was going to send a tweet to Kevin Cox because he was pretty defensive of the fact that they shouldn't have disqualified Maximum Security. I was going to ask Kevin in a tweet if Paco was on the horse, did he think it would have been disqualified? Because really, you have to. You have to remove the emotion out of how you feel about a certain jockeys and just look at what was committed by the jockey. And at the end of the day, that was reckless, careless riding.
Yep.
And like I said, if it was Paco Lopez, come on, guys, let's all just be honest about what we saw. I saw that video of around the turn where that horse, came up five paths and cut a bunch of horses off.
It was bad. It was bad.
So Saez is probably a good guy, and it's the reason why a lot of the horse people ran to his defense. But again, I come back and say, if that was Paco Lopez, what would people be saying?
Yeah, well, they suspended the Saez as well for 15 days.
They did. But, this – they're always about Paco Lopez. He's a danger. Like I said, what if the same thing happened, only Paco Lopez was on the horse's back?
It's true. So let's not talk about it anymore. It's ancient history now. We're going to be talking about the Preakness. I'm excited about that. We've had some tweets that people are excited. When are you going to get your show out? Oh, here's our show. Come give us a listen here, and let's get started. So I wanted to say, visit our newly redesigned website at offthechartshorseracing.com. At the top of the page, you now can find the latest episode right at the top. You can just click the play button, and you can listen to the latest episode right at our website. I mean, really easy. It's in its own player. Click listen on Apple Podcasts to subscribe, or also you can click the listen and subscribe button, and that box pops open, and it gives you choices of every places you want to listen to. It's your choice, even Stitcher Radio. We have all your bases covered. Give us a listen. Be sure you're following our Facebook page. The link is at the top right of our website, and we post lots of topics on there as well, so follow our page. You also can ask your Amazon Echo, please play. Not you have to say please. Echo, play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn, and you'll be able to hear the latest episode on that device as well. Be sure you're following us on Twitter at Off the Charts HR, as Steve may post any late day changes or some other picks he might find. And we would love to have you donate to us. We've got some great donors, and we really appreciate you out there that are donating. Actually, we should say supporters. Your supporters, our support page. It's patreon.com/offthechartshorseracing. And please support our podcast by going to that site. We have a brand new supporter from last week that joined us, Carrie L. Thanks, Carrie, for joining us and being a supporter. We really appreciate it. To get to that, all you have to do is click the Patreon button at the top right, and the next page, it'll bring you to our monthly win, place, or show donations. You can click make a custom pledge where you can make a one-time donation. Really, thanks for the support, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
We really do, Dave. And it's really starting to help, offset some of the costs. I mean, we're only a couple million dollars short now of running this thing. So
that's right.
I'm teasing. I sincerely,
me too,
deep in my heart, appreciate the people that are supporting this. It really is helping us and making it a little bit easier for us to put this podcast on every week. So thank you again.
Yes, thanks so much, everybody. Really appreciate it. So we'll review last week. You had four graded stakes races you did, and we'll kick into that. Because we got some extended analysis on the Preakness this week, there will be no horse nugget segment. You've got five of the races at Pimlico tomorrow, including the Preakness. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But go ahead and give us your review of last week.
Yeah, Dave, so really quickly, four graded stakes races last week at Belmont. Didn't get off to a very good start. No. Lost the first couple, but then had a winner in the next one, and then we had a real nice winner in the big race of the day, the Man of War. Our top pick, Channel Maker, paid $15.60 to win, and our second pick, Arclo, another price horse, ran second, so we wound up with a ice cold exact of $102. Mm-hmm. So two top pick winners out of four races, Dave, 439 stakes races handicapped over the course of these podcasts, 198 top two pick winners. And again, I emphasize it is the one stat that we keep track of. And so, you know, the listeners can apply their handicapping strategy accordingly, but it's the one stat that I have decided that I'm going to keep track of how many times I can pick in my top two picks the winner of these stakes races.
Yep. So we've got to look at the top two, not just the top one. That's why it's horse racing. You got to handicap, and you got to see if there's any other scenarios with those top three, actually. But top two are, you know, they've been the top two of the second horse has been doing very well for you.
Yep.
All right, let's kick over to Pimlico this week, and we have five graded stakes races. So let's start off with the sixth race. Sixth race is six furlongs. It's a grade three. It's the Maryland Spirit. It's a purse of $150,000, and it's for three-year-olds and upward. Go and give us your pick.
Would that be the Maryland Sprint?
I did say Maryland Sprint, didn't I?
Spirit, but it's okay. Nick will have a nice laugh.
All right, Nick, you just got me on that one. The Maryland Sprint. Give us your picks.
All right. The Norm Crosby of our era. It's beautiful. My top pick in this six race, Dave, is the seven horse Proforma. Proforma's trained by Michael Stidham. We get Jose Ortiz as our jockey, 3-1, the morning line. A number of things to like here, Dave. We get second off a layoff. We get a bullet workout coming into the race. We get the combination of Jose and Stidham, though, and doesn't look like Jose has ridden very much for Michael Stidham, but certainly Stidham is a top trainer. We get a horse going turf to dirt. We get a horse that has shown an ability to run under 12 seconds for an eighth of a mile multiple occasions here in the past performances. I think this horse will sit just off what I think might be a little speed in this race, and I really like this one, Dave. So I'm going to take the seven horse Proforma as our top selection in this sixth race at Pimlico on Saturday.
All right.
Our second selection is going to be the four horse. The four horse is Louisfield. Jeff Runco trains. A Boca Chica is the jockey. 9-5 in the morning line, Dave. Boca Chica has been on this horse a number of times. This horse is catching that bounce scenario that I like, going from the 105 and bouncing to the 100. And then I like to play those horses off the bounce. So we get that as an advantage here. And certainly two triple digit buyer speed figures there. And this horse is only two races in 2019. Let's make Louisfield, Dave, the four horse, our second selection in the six race at Pimlico on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the six horse. The six horse is Wentz. John Service trains. Joel Rosario, the jockey, 4-1, the morning line. We get a sub 12 second eighth of a mile there in that muddy race at Keeneland on April 12th. We get a four-year-old colt. So certainly sitting in the prime of its career, nothing wrong with what this horse has done in 2019, 2-2, and a pretty good lifetime record, 9 starts, 4 wins, a second, and 2/3 out of 9 trips to the track. So I think this is a logical horse. Rosario won with this horse the last time, so putting Rosario right back on him. So I'm going to make the six horse Wentz, Dave, our third and final selection. So to summarize, Dave, in the sixth race at Pimlico on Saturday, our selections are 7, 4, 6.
All right. We'll move on to the 10th race. 10th race is a mile and a 16th on the turf. It's a grade three. It's the Gallarette. It's a purse of $150,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. It's also a 50-cent pick four and a 50-cent pick three. and they're guaranteed pick four. So Suck got the start of our gimmicks going races 10 through 13. Let's start with the 10th and your picks.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, Dave, probably to no surprise, the people that listen to me and listen to this podcast, I'm going to make the 9 horse Barca our top selection. We get a Chad Brown horse with Irad Ortiz as the jockey, 6-1 the morning line, second North American start. Also had raced in some group ones, which is the equivalent of our grade ones. In fact, maybe even a little bit better overseas in France, as you can see. But the main thing for me is second North American start, Chad Brown. For those new listeners, horses have a tendency to improve greatly in their second start in North America, having come from overseas, especially on the turf. So we get a nice price here. We get Irad and Chad with a nice outside post position, which I like a lot of times on turf courses. So let's make the 9 horse Barca our top selection in this 10th race at Pimlico on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 2 horse that is going to be the 4 horse. My bad. The 4 horse, Dave, Mitchell Road. Bill Mott trains Joel Rosario, the jockey. We get 6-1 in the morning line. We get a jockey change to Rosario and a horse that shows early speed. Rosario is a master putting him on the front end on the turf. Would not surprise me if this horse went wire to wire. This is an English Channel filly, and I love English Channels on the turf course, and she has not disappointed. 6 races lifetime on the turf, 4 wins in 2 seconds. So let's make the 4 horse Dave Mitchell Road our second selection in this 10th race at Pimlico on Saturday. Our third and final selection, Dave, we're going to go to the 1 horse. We're going to go make I'm So Fancy Free. Arnaud Delacour is the trainer, Florent Giroux the jockey, 7-2 in the morning line. We get Lasix for the first time. We get some pretty competitive adjusted time form figures to buyer figures. I usually take that time form figure and adjust it by 14 points. I adjust it down, and I usually get a pretty good equivalent buyer speed figure. So those last few were 96, 96, 99, which I think puts this horse and makes this horse competitive. Delacour is pretty good with horses off a layoff. So I'm going to make this 1 horse, Dave, I'm So Fancy Free, our third and final selection in this 10th race at Pimlico on Saturday, Dave. So to summarize, our selections, race 10, Pimlico Saturday, are 9-4-1.
All right, move on to the 11th race. 11th race is 6 furlongs. It's a grade 3. It's the Chick Lang. It's $200,000 for 3-year-olds. And it's a start of a pick 3. And pick goes your picks.
Yeah, Dave. So in this 11th race on Saturday, I'm gonna try a long shot in here, Dave. I'm gonna take the 5 horse. The 5 horse is Cabot. Cabot's trained by Ron Moquette. We get Joel Rosario as the jockey. This horse is 15-1 in the morning line. I am particularly fond of the fact that this horse has early speed. This horse was bought for $400,000. I like the jockey change. You know, I think that race, you know, the race that he's coming out of in the slap there at Oaklawn Park was a pretty brisk early pace that this horse was right on top of. I also will note, Dave, there's a number of these of horses in this stakes race that are dropping from 7 furlongs to 6. And I am not a big fan of horses that are dropping from 7 furlongs to 6 furlongs in distance. I just don't see what the 7 furlong distance does to help a horse at 6 furlongs, because those races are generally run a little bit slower from a pace standpoint. Right. Yeah. And so it's even hard to judge what a closing finish looks like. I think they're a little bit more evenly raced without any of those bursts of speed that I generally like. So just, I generally shy away from horses that went their last outing 7 furlongs dropping to 6. And I feel the same way about 6.5 furlongs to 6. So I'm looking for 6 furlong horses when I start playing these races, or I like horses that were at a mile or farther and raced really good and really well near the front end in their last race. But I'm just a big believer in tossing out those seven furlong races before the sixes. So I'm going to make the 5-horse Dave Cabot. Hope Rosero can put this thing on the engine and maybe go wire to wire. So my top selection in this 11th race at Pimlico on Saturday is the 5 Cabot. Our second selection in this race, Dave, we'll start to get a little chalky here. Let's take the 8. Let's make the 8 preamble. Our second selection, Rudolph Brissette's the trainer. We get Florent Giroux. It's the jockey, 5-2 in the morning line. And sure enough, I go right against my theory of dropping horses from 7 furlongs to 6. But I do like the fact in those prior two past performances, I do like that sub 12-second/8 of a mile there at Keeneland at 6 furlongs. So I know this horse can produce that kind of burst of speed, but you know, the reason I don't make a horse like this my top pick was because of the speech I just gave about 6-7 furlong horses going back down to 6. But I do like the move there, especially those couple of races there at Churchill and Keeneland in 2018. So let's make the 8-horse Dave preamble our second selection. And then our third and final selection, Dave, we will make the 3-horse Malpays our third selection. We get Joe Sharp as the trainer. We get Luis Saez as the jockey. We get another 3-1 in the morning line horse. Another horse dropping from 7 furlongs down to 6, which, again, is not one of my favorite scenarios. But we do have a horse that can run a sub 12-second/8 of a mile there in that race at Fairgrounds on March 22nd. And I'm also I also have compensate a lot of times for some of my theories with other things that I like even better. When a horse has won 2 in a row, Dave, really sharp. I don't, no pun intended, Joe Sharp's a trainer. I have a tendency to take a second look at horses that have won 2 in a row, and especially a horse like that has won easily the last 2 in a row. So I give you a nice long shot as our top pick, and then I kind of backed it up with a couple of the more logical horses in the race. So nice. Let's make the 3-horse Dave Malpay our third and final selection here in this 11th race at Pimlico on Saturday. So to summarize, race 11, Pimlico Saturday, our selections are going to be 5, 8, 3. And can I make a note just before we get to the next race? I did not like the fact that I couldn't remember that Boca Chica guy's name. He's got a brother, and I'm more familiar with him. But this is Arnaldo Boca Chica. Ah. And so I just wanted to make sure that the listeners knew that I was on top of the Boca Chica family. But this was just one that I wasn't as familiar with. So Arnaldo Boca Chica, Dave. That's what the A stands for. So all right. Go ahead.
Good correction here.
Yep.
So let's go to the 12th race. The 12th race is a mile and a 16th on the turf. It's a grade 2. It's the Dixie. $250,000 for 3-year-olds and upward. Go and give us your picks.
Yeah, so the listeners are going to like this play because this is a Steve Duckhorn kind of play that if you've been listening for a while. So I'm going to take the 7-horse Real Story. We get Ignacio Correas as the trainer. We get Johnny Velasquez first time as the jockey, right?
Can't beat that.
Third off a layoff. Early speed on the turf, has already had a race out in Maryland, though at Laurel, not at Pimlico, but third off a layoff, early speed, Johnny V, first time. Can't you just see him walking the dog out there with this one? Because I can't. So I know you'll be betting this. So I'm going to make the 7-horse Dave Real Story our top selection in this 12th race at Pimlico on Saturday. Our second selection, we will go to the outside, and the horse that will probably be the post-time favorite, the 12-horse Catholic Boy. We get Jonathan Thomas as their trainer. We get Javier Castellano, who, by the way, has won 5 races already today at Pimlico, including the Black-Eyed Susan, which I just got done watching. I did tweet out my Black-Eyed Susan picks and ran 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Dave, as I mentioned, and the longest price that I tweeted out was the one that ran 2nd. So so Javi has got a hot stick right now. So I'm going to make the 12-horse Dave Catholic Boy our second selection. Certainly has done nothing wrong in 5 lifetime starts on the turf, has won 4 of them. Certainly has done nothing wrong in its career. 6 wins out of 10 starts, $1.8 million earned, Dave. Right. That would cover the cost of our podcast right there.
Yeah,
Dave.
It would. Yeah, it would.
Yeah. But, you know, we get a long layoff here, Dave. Yeah. You know, you just don't know. Outside post, long layoff. Can't make this horse my top pick, but certainly can put it in our pick. So let's make the 12-horse Catholic Boy our second selection. And then our third and final selection, Dave, let's make the 3-horse Admission Office. Admission Office is trained by Brian Lynch. Joel Rosario is the jockey, 12-1 the morning line. We get another second off a layoff with another horse that Rosario rode for the first time last time and produced a winner. Nice finishing closing quarter there in 22.71. I would expect another chance for improvement here with a lightly raced 4-year-old colt. As you can tell, Dave, I really like Rosario on turf races. So I'm going to make the 3-horse, Dave, Admission Office, our third and final selection. So in race 12 at Pimlico on Saturday, Dave, our selections are going to be 7-12-3.
All right. And here it is, the big race of the day at the 13th, lucky 13th race. It's a 1 3/16. It's a grade one. It's the Preakness. It's a purse of $1.5 million, and it's for 3-year-olds. It's the second leg of the Triple Crown. I'll give you some analysis on this race, and go ahead and give us your picks.
Yeah, Dave, so I probably spent more time on this race than I did all the other ones combined.
Right. Rightfully so.
Yeah. I wanted to put a little time, energy, and effort into this one and try to come up with the right pick. And I have decided, Dave, to make the 2-horse Bourbon War with Mark Hennig as the trainer, Irad Ortiz as the jockey, 12-1 in the morning line. I like the blinkers on. I think will make this horse a little bit more forwardly placed. I can remember watching the Fountain of Youth with you at the Trackside OTB in Arlington Park. And this horse raced really green in the stretch, but was flying and just lost that race by 3/4 of a length. Mm-hmm. I like the fact there was a nice middle move in there in that particular race. That 22.70 middle move is a pretty quick quarter. Raced evenly in the Florida Derby, but Maximum Security, if you remember, Dave, got an easy lead and just went wire to wire. So I just think this horse, with some maturity. Hennig is a really good trainer. I think there is enough speed in this race to create enough of a battle for this horse to be coming just off of it. And I think with blinkers on, I think this horse will be closer to the pace, Dave. I like having my money on Irad in big races. So I'm going to make, Dave, the 2-horse Bourbon War at 12-1, our top selection in the Preakness. My second selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the 5-horse. The 5-horse is Owendale. Owendale's trained by Brad Cox. Laurent Giroux's the jockey. 10-1 in the morning line. We get second off a layoff on a horse that won the last time with Giroux as the jockey. We get a nice bullet work out there in the holster and off that at Churchill Downs. That 5-furlong workout is a nice workout for another pretty lightly raced horse. We get an Into Mischief horse, which, you know, is one of the sires that I'm fond of. And Brad Cox is pushing all the right buttons, Dave. Yeah. He's 21% in graded stakes races, and that's a pretty big sample size, 107 graded stakes races. My concern about Owendale is it seems to be the wise guy horse right now. So there's a lot of talk going around on Twitter and on the racing shows about Owendale. And usually the wise guy talk doesn't usually pay off. But I do think this horse will be competitive in here. I'm going to make the 5-horse Owendale our second selection in the Preakness on Saturday, race 13 at Pimlico. I am going to go back to the 1-horse War of Will, Dave, as our third selection.
They're the 1-horse again.
Yeah, Derby, Mark Cassey training, and we get Tyler Gaffalione again. Get 4-1 in the morning line. I'm going to tell you what, Dave, I'm a little bit hesitant to bet any of the horses that came out of the Kentucky Derby just because the track condition and 20 horses and the bruising and banging that goes on in that race. I just there's a lot of times, Dave, I really feel like horses leave their race on that track, especially when the conditions are not fast and tight. So, but I will tell you this, Dave, I feel like War of Will was training up to the Kentucky Derby to have a big race. And I really think had he not had that problem with maximum security, he would have been right there, because I told you in my handicapping last 2 weeks ago on the Derby, the kind of trip I thought War of Will would get, and he got exactly the trip I thought he'd get, and he made exactly the move I thought he would make, except that he got his path cut off. So I'm going to make an excuse there. Like I said, I do like the way this horse was training up to the Preakness, and this is the one Derby horse that I am going to include in my Preakness pick top three picks. So I'm going to go back to the well, Dave, again, and make the one horse War of Will our third and final selection in this Preakness. So to summarize, Dave, Pimlico's 13th race on Saturday, the Preakness. I'm going to go with the 2, the 5, and the 1.
Any other comments about the other horses? Like, I'm surprised you didn't even talk about Improbable.
Improbable raced, you know, I went back, I looked at the race, you know, and even I saw an interview with Baffert earlier today. Mm-hmm. Improbable ran a pretty even race. Bob said, you know, he wasn't disappointed. He just raced okay. And so I think that's a little disappointing. And, you know, and again, Dave, you know, is this horse on the way downward? Is he getting a little sour? Certainly the Mike Smith jockey change is going to attract a lot of attention.
Sure.
But there was nothing in that Derby race that made me think that Improbable was the horse to play here. So I didn't.
Now what about Bodie Express?
Yeah. So Bodie Express, Dave, you know, the one thing you want to look at Bodie Express, I don't know if you've caught this or not. This horse is a freaking maiden.
Yeah.
A maiden.
Yeah.
This horse has never won a race.
Right.
Can you play this horse in the Grade One Preakness who's never won a race?
Yeah, that's questionable.
I can't. I mean, I know our buddy Kevin Cox had it as his top pick in the Kentucky Derby that day. But again, yeah. I just feel like a lot of those guys go, you know, long shot hunting. And if they happen to hit one of those, they can talk about it for the next 5 years.
That's right.
I mean, you know, and you know, the people that are listening to this podcast, they just have to be aware of that.
Right.
It's easy to keep rolling out long shots as your picks, because again, people will remember the one time you were right, and right. You can market whatever you're marketing off of that for the next 5 years.
Right.
It's not my approach here, Dave. When I give out long shots or when I give out prices, it's because I'm gonna bet them too.
Sure.
So that would be my response to Bodie Express. I mean, I know you're attracted because, you know, Johnny V's up and
I
can't play a maiden, and this horse has never won a race in his life. So
that makes absolute sense. I just want the listeners to know about some of these other horses. I'm sure people are going to ask about, and because those are going to come up, you know, they're going to be discussed on the NBC telecasts and everywhere else. So
they will. Yep.
But just wanted to make sure of it. So. That is a wrap here. Let's wrap this up. Be sure you visit our newly designed website at offthecharts.horseracing.com. And again, you can listen to the latest episode right at the top of the page. And if you should follow us on Twitter at offthechartshr. Well, any race day changes or the picks will be posted, and we'll let you know what's going on for the day. If you have any questions, I'd love to hear some feedback about the website or anything else about our show. You can send it to our email address, questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, any closing comments?
No, Dave, I just look forward to hanging out with you and my sister tomorrow at Arlington.
Yep, we'll be at Arlington Park tomorrow. So let's have some fun, bring home some winners. With that, thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.